On. In last week's From the Archives, we heard how Czechoslovak radio reported on the student demonstration that sparked the Velvet Revolution on November 17, 1989. Initially, the radio towed the official line, defending the violent police clampdown. But gradually, the spirit of revolution spread through the corridors of our headquarters here in Vinohradská Street. Every day, Wenceslas Square filled with tens of thousands of people, as it became increasingly clear that the communists' hold on power was weakening. Here is Czechoslovak radio reporting from the square on Wednesday, November the 22nd.
Václavské náměstí 12 hodin 10 minut.
Wenceslas Square, 12 o'clock and 10 minutes. It's hard to guess how many people are here. They're flowing in from all sides, from the top of the square to the bottom. Tens of thousands of citizens, just as we've seen every day for the last several days. They're expressing their longing for democratic changes to our society. By that same evening, there were around 200,000 people on the square. There was a series of speeches that ended with one of the unforgettable moments of the Velvet Revolution. The hugely popular singer from the late 1960s, Marta Kubišová, who had been banned from appearing in public for nearly 20 years, sang her best-loved song, A Prayer for Marta. Marta Kubišová remembers back to that moment.
I was singing a prayer for Marta after 20 years silence.
And you were standing on the balcony in Wenceslas Square. Do you remember how you felt at that moment?
I was very nervous because without orchestra, without piano, only my voice, I was singing only one verse.
And it's become a symbol of the Velvet Revolution, hasn't it?
The song, yes.
Can you remember how people reacted when they heard the song?
I was very, very high from those people, but friends told me that all people were crying and pointing up.
Lidé navrátí